Yeah, if you would. Hi, Kristen.
Ron, I just want to make one thing also as well.
For the record, would you say what your name is?
Roger Casey.
Thank you.
I was overlooking my bill here, and I purchased a flatbed trailer last year. I paid some of the taxes already on some of the property I've got. But they've got me evaluated on a 13 trailer, flatbed unspecified, at $9,000 value, and I paid $1,065 for it, which I have the receipts on it. And a tax of $147 when I only paid $90 some just sales tax for that. I was wondering why I had specified what type of trailer and everything for farm use, basically, and they've got unspecified. Gave them the VIN number. There's no VIN number here. And then I've also got another question. Under other property value, they've got $2,780.
Christy, we've got a couple of questions. Mr. Casey just asked a question. You heard that before we go back to the other one.
Right. You can provide us with the copy of your bill of sale where you only paid $1,004,
yeah,
we can adjust that value for you, no problem.
Okay. Now, can you explain what other property valuations?
Yeah, it's our new computer system, and so all of your livestock, boat ramps, they kind of lumped all of that together. They're going to break that out for us next year, but this year the bills have already been generated. So if you need a list, you can go into our office, and we'll be happy to print that out for you.
Okay? Well, why wasn't it done for this?
It was just that's the way they had it programmed before, and so we have now requested that they make that change.
No, I've always got it broke down before.
Right.
What?
But we have a new program, and they didn't know that's how we did it.
Maybe he should stay, or the office should stay on top of things a little more. Okay. So when do you want me to present the receipt to you over there
you
today?
You can take it right over there now. Bill is in the office, and he'll be happy to help you with that in the personal property side.
Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
If we could drop back, Mr. Scott has a question regarding an increase. He had a parcel of property, if I'm not mistaken, that was valued a certain value in 2013. It was split. We now have four parcels total, but there's an increase in taxes of almost $1,500 over 2013.
The parcel that I'm looking at, which maybe I don't have all four of them with me. If Glenda's listening, can she please bring the others in?
you can join him over here if you like.
I've got them here. If you want to see. This was 2013. In May of 2013, we surveyed.
Yeah. Okay, so this parcel we did the split on, and what happened was the improvements didn't get removed, and we have since done an abatement on that. They were double assessed on the improvements, and we removed the improvements from this parcel.
There was no improvements on that parcel.
Right. There were there when we did the split.
And
and now we've taken those off.
Okay, and on the other, the three, it was identical to what it was in 13.
Those I don't have the paperwork for. I only have the paperwork for this one. So I need those papers.
You see what I'm getting at, though? We're 2132 here. And 14, we're 2135 here. But the addition, we got this, which this covered all of it, except the only thing they done was surveyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And recorded it, and we've got almost a $1,500 increase on the same property.
Let's see this. That's your 2014 bill on that parcel.
Mr. Scott, I want to ask you a question. because this is something that we would ordinarily take up at BOE, or you would settle with the assessor, but are you before this county commission because of three trips over here and not getting resolved, or the phone calls that weren't returned, or what is the, is, are you coming to the county commission for that reason, to try to get this corrected, or what, I mean,
absolutely,
this is something that we, this is something that we,
I would have preferred to have got taken care of first or second trip. And, you know, I tried to go through the channels, chain of command, and that's why I'm here today. I mean,
yep, we split this out from the original parcel, which was 4.0, to 4.2, 3, and 4. Then on the original parcel, there's that override button in the old program. And we didn't get that hit, and so it didn't remove it and remove the improvements when we did the split. So then we've already done that court order, and so, it's been approved.
So when did we do that court order?
I'll have to go back and look. I submitted it on November 25th. So
does that mean that a new tax bill is generated?
Right.
Will the amount of the tax bill?
Should add up to the original amount.
Okay.
The improvements are now on 0.002 and 0.004, which is here and here.
You say you submitted it November 25th?
Yeah.
That was a Tuesday. We haven't met since then.
We met last Thursday. Did we bring it
last
up?
Last Thursday was Thanksgiving Day. We met Wednesday morning.
We met Wednesday, yeah.
It wasn't part of Wednesday's, was it?
I'll have to go back.
Because we talked about...
I had a stack.
Well, but we talked about this individual coming
I know,
in.
I can't remember.
We knew that Mr. Scott was coming in today, so I'm sure we would have noticed. Just make sure it gets in front of us,
yeah,
I guess is
will.
My point.
Yep, there should have been a new bill for this one created.
Is there going to be quite a few of these? I think Mr. Scott has a good point as far as how many people are not catching it, just paying it. I know of two other mistakes that haven't been brought up yet by people that they're, I mean, they're going to, but is this going to be a continuous issue because of the software? Are we going to, I mean, what are we, do we need to send out something to the public saying, hey, everything might be screwed up, check it close? I mean, what do we need to do? These are questions I should be asking Chuck and not you. Where's Chuck?
He's at a dentist appointment.
Okay.
Let me address a different issue. With this, with what went out, obviously on a parcel or parcels that were purchased, and having our discussion last Wednesday morning, it was identified to us that Chuck doesn't see these as increases, and therefore increases didn't go out, notices. But that he would consider that if we wanted him to do that. I think that he got pretty strongly that we do want that to happen. My question is that happening? Are increased notices going out when we have splits?
Not to my knowledge.
So it's still not?
He was going to do more research on it, and we were going to come back to you at our next meeting.
More research?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was going to look up the law and talk to the State Tax Commission for you. And
can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
On splits... I think I know the answer. Did you send out increased notices whenever you had a split and a parcel went up, whether that parcel existed or not?
That's the law, but the way I understand it, that it has to be sent out on a split. Sometimes if we were running behind, we even took the time to hand. They're generated by a computer automatically, should be. Increased notices should be. But sometimes we would take the time to write those off of a list we created. And if, said you're listening, if this would have been done on this, you would have earned this in BOE.
interpretation and fairness of Chuck is that we don't do that, correct? That he doesn't see the law for it?
That's correct. And okay. I also believe in the last meeting, he was under the impression that we had never done increased notices with splits.
To the best of my knowledge, we always have. But
there's a confusing issue, and Mr. Pennell hasn't been here long enough, and he should be aware of it. There's what we call a courtesy split, where if you have a contract with another party, you come in and say, split our tax bill. That doesn't have anything to do with a split such as occurred here on this property we're referring to today, because of two numbers were assigned to the tax bill. On a courtesy split, there's no new number assigned to the tax bill, and the collector...
It's just two people pay the taxes.
Two people pay the taxes,
okay.
And the collector collects on it. There doesn't have to be an increased notice.
Increased notices are set on any new parcels.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you, Kenny.
Any parcel digital does an increased notice set.
Join us. We're okay. Appreciate it. I understand. Thank you. Good to know.
So on a...
Now, wait just a second. The conversation that we had with Chuck last week, he said that there was no increase notices going out. I think that's a matter of record, and that's the way I understood it.
That's what he said, but Kenny's defined for us that that does happen, right, Kenny? So,
Kenny, let me ask you this. Does that address the concern that Mr. Scott brought forward and what I asked last week about people that pay their property taxes through their escrow company, does that go to the increased notice, go to the bank also, or does the increased notice go to the individual and then they're responsible to get it to the bank, or how does that work?
I would say it would go to the individual. I mean, whatever the mailing address is on the property where it's in.
You're going to make sure that Mr. Scott is taken care of.
I will.
Okay.
And you're also going to help us make sure that Mr. Casey's going to be taken care of.
Yes, I'll take him in there right now.
And I appreciate that very much.
No problem.
Sir, do you have any other comments for us?
That's it.
Gentlemen, anything else, Dan, Brandon?
Sorry you're in here having to...
It's okay. Are you ready?
Field the questions.
These are mine, I think.
No,
these are mine.
No, actually, not mine.
This is mine. Those are yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're stealing paper.
No, that's okay.
Mr. Scott, I'm sorry for your inconvenience, and I am hopeful that this doesn't happen again.
I do appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Accounts payable.
Do you want to ask the question about that?
I just want to check. I want to make sure they weren't paid before.
Donna, can I borrow you for just a moment?
That's nothing bad.
I'd like you, if I can call upon you, to do a favor. We'd like to know if everything's in order, as if you'd ask the collector before we pay that $35,000. Thank you. Let's stay in recess for just a couple of moments.